This is Rhiannon Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 1st of May. And today's audio boo is something of an accident of timing, because this week we see something important nationally happening, and also in the Institute we have something of significance to ourselves. To take the national development, Thursday, of course, is election day, and up and down the country we will have hopefully reasonable turnouts for local elections, and by the end of the week we should have many hundreds, no, probably many thousands, of newly elected councillors clutching their mandates. They are councillors who want to do things, or maybe, for all we know, who want to stop things. Now, coincidentally, and it was never planned in this way, but the Institute is coming to fruition with its new training course on the law of consultation. Now, this amounts to probably the biggest investment in learning materials that we have made for many years. And we've been reviewing dozens and dozens of legal cases where the legality of a public consultation has been called into question. I think tomorrow in the inaugural course in London, I think we'll be covering probably 25-odd cases, mostly judicial reviews. And what's brought the juxtaposition of this coincident in dates together is the realization that a few of these cases that we will be reviewing actually concerned councillors clutching their mandates, or maybe ministers clutching their mandates. For example, back in 2003, there was a case called the Residents of Partingdale Lane, that's near Mill Hill in North London, who took their local London borough to court when the councillor who had stood for election and been elected, got his mandate, had become the portfolio holder for the environment, and he reopened their lane to through traffic after it had been closed for some years. Now, the point of that case was that although he had a legal mandate to do that which he wanted to do, he still needed to go through a demanding and complex consultation process. At the same time, in Leicester, there was another case where a change of regime from Lib Dem and Labour to a Conservative administration wanted to change the policy as regards funding some voluntary organisations in the city. And when the consultation came apart and was challenged in the courts, they lost the case because they hadn't quite done it in the right way. Of course, last year we had another rather different case where Michael Gove was taken to court on the occasion of cancelling the Building Schools for the Future programme. Now, in all these cases, councillors had a democratic mandate. They'd stood for election saying, vote for me and I will do such and such. But the law does not work in the same way, because the process that the courts will expect bureaucracies to undertake is in fact pretty demanding. And one of the things that I think councils should be doing in the coming weeks is to ensure that there is sound and adequate training of new elected members so they know the limitations of the democratic mandate, so that they also realise the positive benefits of taking their ideas, how well or badly supported, and putting them through the test of public opinion. Now, I'm sure we'll be discussing this tomorrow in the inaugural course on the law of consultation, but let's also hope that as new councillors take up their positions, that they also can be made aware of the limitations to the mandate.